In the run-up to World Mental Health Day, psychiatrists, counselors, and social workers are trying to tackle misconceptions that fuel the stigma around reaching out for help. For the whole month of October, Hot 1027 is putting mental health under the microscope by roping in the experts to let us know where we can get help. Hot 1027's Tara Penny has more.
I wish that people knew that, you know, we are not drug dealers and we're not there to make you a zombie.
Dr. Alicia Porter sits on the board of the SA Society of Psychiatrists. She says many wrongly believe that she and her colleagues are out to numb their patients.
My job is to return you to a level of functioning, and if you zombified, then I haven't done my job.
Lisa Vetten is a research associate at the Southern Center for Inequality Studies at Wits University. She says we still have a way to go to move the needle on stigma.
Although we speak more openly about mental health, there still is a certain degree of stigma attached to it. Quite a few people are worried that if they go to a psychologist, it's an admission that there's something wrong with them, that they may be unstable or mad, to use a colloquial term that isn't very supportive or positive.
And she says in rural areas, misconceptions can become complicated.
Sometimes people may say, well, are your difficulties not a sign that you perhaps have a calling as a sangoma? Sometimes when people do go and apprentice, it can be very helpful to them, and some of the difficulties they may experience may disappear. But in other instances, that may not be the case.
SADAG's Roshni Parbusita says no matter how uncomfortable the idea of suicide or self-harm is, we need to ask the question.
One of the scariest questions that we think about is, are you thinking of hurting yourself? We think, oh God, we can't ask that question because we are giving you the idea that maybe you want to. But it's a conversation starter. Because if that person doesn't want to hurt themselves, they're not going to do it. But if they want to, they're going to say, okay, this person understands that I'm struggling and I can speak to them about it.
Anyone wanting to reach out for help can contact SADAG's 24-hour call center free of charge. Tara Penny, Hot 1027 News.
Hot 1027.